Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, July 17th, 2014. With me today, I have your beautiful bride, the beautiful Brian Chaffin.
Oh, I am so pretty, so pretty, so pretty.
You are, and your dance moves, extraordinary.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Speaking of uncomfortable, Dave Hamilton is with us too.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Your dance moves are fantastic also, Dave.
It's the twerking that really sells it.
It really is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think we just completely changed the demographic for this show.
The title for the show is Twerking in Dad Jeans. I'm pretty sure we're good to go, right?
Yep. We are good to go.
Best episode yet.
Yeah. We could just wrap up there. I don't know how we could top that.
Wait till you see what I do next.
I'm sitting here with bated breath. I'm actually really excited and disappointed that this isn't a video show right now. Yeah.
Right. So in the meanwhile, Apple announced iTunes Pass today.
I like how you created a segue for me, and it actually threw me off, Brian, because it worked.
So yeah. iTunes Pass, and we went around internally in our staff meeting with this because we didn't all grok. We all grokked what we hope Apple is doing with it in the long term, yes. Which is creating a mobile payment system on our iPhones. But that is not what iTunes Pass is, at least not yet. iTunes Pass is solely a way to add money to your iTunes and App Store accounts, similar to the way you could add money by redeeming gift cards. That's it. You can do it in store via presumably cash or credit card. You make a purchase. We haven't gone through the process yet, but presumably you go to the some representative. They swipe your thing. You make a purchase. And then you magically have whatever amount of money you wanted to have added is now on your iTunes account, and you can spend that as you wish.
You know, Dave, you just said something that makes the iTunes Pass thing make more sense for me, and it was when you said presumably cash. Okay, there are probably quite a few people out in the world that would prefer not to have to use a credit card to reload an iTunes account.
Bingo.
Now they have a way to do it with cash.
That's right. You can make App Store purchases with cash.
This allows you to make yes. Yes, you can.
I didn't even think about it when I said it, but I'm a freaking genius is what I am, as it turns
indirectly,
out.
Indirectly, at least.
Twerking in dad jeans.
And, well, twerking in dad jeans is a form of genius in and of itself, but the cash thing, more so. Yeah, I can see where that could be a really big deal for some people. But the process, if you're using a credit card, is today kind of cumbersome. Because if you're already in the App Store, why not just use if you're in the iTunes, wow. You know those places with doors where Apple sells stuff on the inside? If you go into one of those, then why not just use your credit card?
Well, it depends. I mean, the cash benefit is for those who are interested.
Right. But from
that's
a credit card standpoint, it's just an extra step when you're in the store. Although, if you have a kid that has an account,
bingo,
this is a way to control how much money your kids are spending when they go into an Apple store.
Yeah. You can't use this in an Apple store to pay for anything. Just to be clear, right? I just want to make sure our listeners understand that. But you're not using this to pay for anything yet, potentially yet. We don't know Apple's plans there.
Right. We can tell. Okay, so what I was visualizing was a scenario where, say, a kid has money that they've earned from mowing the neighbor's lawn. So they have this cash, and they want to use it to buy songs or videos or whatever from the iTunes store.
Games, probably.
Games. But,
yeah.
They can now walk into the Apple store with their cash and their iPod Touch or their iPhone and say, please put this money on my iTunes account so I can go buy my games.
especially now as we're moving towards the iTunes family stuff that's coming with iOS 8, right?
Yep.
This is where this is going, at least in the short term, and maybe becoming a payment system in the store. But even if it doesn't, that's where this is going.
I would be very surprised if Apple were to call its mobile payment system iTunes Pass.
Yeah, that's true. That's a name they've been burdened with and aren't looking to extend any more than necessary.
Yes.
Sure.
And that would be a really messy marketing proposition to say you can use iTunes Pass to buy stuff from 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know that this is ever intended to be
right
a mobile payment system.
Well, it's probably certainly a component in the system.
It tests the waters, right?
And
you have to, and in order for a mobile payment system to work, it's not just going to be something that you can pull up in Passbook and, you know, go buy a $5,000 computer with. It's going to involve Touch ID authenticating and all of that. So, we're seeing what John Martellaro likes to call kind of Apple's long vision on this stuff, where they're testing and using, and okay, we need to perfect this part to get that, and then this part, but they don't need to perfect them together, right? They can perfect them in parallel, and then bring them all together for whatever this end goal is. And there's lots of little milestones along the way that work great. So, yeah.
Yeah, and John's right. Apple does baby steps as they're rolling out some new thing, and we get little pieces here and there, and then eventually it all coalesces into the big thing.
I think John often gives them too much credit for having all that vision. I think they also do a lot of things and then say, hey, look what we can do with all the stuff that we've already done. Woo! You know.
Yeah, or, hey, you remember that thing we did that time?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think there's a lot more of that than Mr. Martellaro wants to give him credit for. But I'd rather have that conversation when John's here and we could actually debate it back and forth.
So. No. Let's just talk about him behind the
back. Yeah. Okay. Here's an awkward segue. Speaking of talking about people behind their backs, I bet there's going to be a lot of that happening at Microsoft now.
It's true. That's really not all that awkward a segue. That kind of works.
Yeah, well, I'll take it as I can get it.
Should I try to make that segue more awkward or leave that alone, guys?
No, I'm going to challenge you. Go ahead.
No, man. You don't want me to. You don't want to challenge. What are you thinking? That's bad idea.
It's like I just met you. What am I? That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. All right, let's talk about it anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
It did make it more awkward, just not in the way you expected.
Yeah, I was ready to have to add an explicit tag to today's show, just in case. But I'm glad
it wouldn't have been explicit. It would have just been offensively uncomfortable. That's right.
Yeah. Offensively uncomfortable. Oh, it's that is Dave Hamilton in a nutshell when pushed.
When pushed, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So Microsoft is going to be laying off 18,000 employees over the next year, and
that sucks. I mean,
that sucks. It sucks for a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering. So we know that 12,500 of them are coming from Nokia.
Right.
And we can talk about that. We can talk about that in a second. But my question is this: are the other is it 6,500?
Let's see.
You want to know the difference between 12,500 and 18,000?
No, I couldn't remember if it was 18,500 or 18,000.
It's 18,000.
So the other 5,500 people,
6,500.
If they're not coming from the sales and marketing department, then Satya is not serious about change at Microsoft.
Huh.
I'm betting a substantial number of people will come out of marketing, but I'm betting that there will be other people too, because he talked about streamlining management, which means that there's probably quite a few middle managers across the company that are about to get walking papers.
Right, and Microsoft is famous for having way too many people that wait is not too many people that can Microsoft is famous for not having enough people empowered to say no, and famous for too many people ultimately responsible for decisions. They're just not the right decisions.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah.
So streamlining management is probably a really good thing, but the thing I'm always fascinated by this Microsoft with its 127,000, is that what their current headcount is, counting Nokia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So roughly 100,000 of those have been at Microsoft proper for the last couple of years. And roughly 30,000 of those people were sales and marketing people. And you look at Apple, and Apple's sales and marketing team was under 1,000 people. Probably bigger now because they've been expanding their in-house advertising team.
Yeah, but that's different because they're actually producing commercials and print ads and things like that.
Well, so are Microsoft's sales and marketing team. But the point is that sales and marketing rules at Microsoft, and everyone's afraid of killing the cash cows because there's so many sales and marketing people. And that's been one of the things holding Microsoft back. And if he wants to streamline, if he wants to make serious change at Microsoft, I think that's one of the things that's got to change.
Yeah, they are pretty, I hate to say top heavy, but what the hell? They're top heavy on their marketing people. Another problem they have, which sounds like Satya wants to change, is this whole thing with fighting between departments. That's just been part and parcel for Microsoft for years. He didn't come out and say that explicitly, but the way he worded the memo about all the layoffs, where he talked about how there's going to be better relationships between departments and projects, that tells me that the Ballmer way of having different divisions and different projects trying to sabotage each other is coming to an end.
Or that he's trying to make it come to an end.
Right.
Right.
And let's hope that that's actually the case.
Yeah.
I want Microsoft.
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're a pretty kind soul.
Yes, only offensively kind,
though. Yeah, offensively kind, sure. But sure. I want Microsoft to be competition for Apple because I like Apple being kept on its toes, and Microsoft isn't a company to keep Apple on its toes for a long time.
No, right. That's true. And I don't think they're going to be able to effectively do that in the smartphone market, because if they're laying off as many people from the Nokia team as it sounds like, then they're going to be losing a lot of the people that were responsible for making the Nokia smartphones that were selling well.
The Nokia purchase is going to end up being one of Steve Ballmer's many catastrophic mistakes. It's going to be a big waste of money. It's going to amount to nothing. Microsoft is eventually going to get out of the device business because they're that's just not really who they are. And I think that Satya has already telegraphed pretty strongly his aversion to the idea of Microsoft being an actual devices company. He gave lip service to us a couple of weeks ago, saying that we'll make devices when we think that the ecosystem needs us to. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but that was the effective message. But I don't even there's quickly going to become a point where they're not even doing that, and that's for the best.
And yeah, so basically, what he did with his announcements today was he indirectly said, "Yeah, that whole Nokia purchase, it's now just a thing about patents, because they did get a bunch of patents out of it too."
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, getting into bed, you know, Nokia would have been so much better off going. We're going back to pre, whatever the guy's name that was that came up from Microsoft that ran them. The company would have been better off getting in bed with Google than getting in bed with Microsoft.
Yeah, and I've just got creepy images in my head again, just like I did when you started talking like that on Apple Context Machine. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, on that creepy note, I think we're pretty much out of time. So, Dave, thanks for showing up and dancing for us.
My pleasure. If only we had video.
If only. I know. We'd have a totally different demographic today. And, Brian, thank you for joining me today, too.
You are most welcome.